For decades, Maine has been the nation's leading producer of soft-shelled clams, the succulent 2.5-inch steamers that reach the palate by way of melted butter. But these clam bait regulars are disappearing from the sheltered coves that made them famous, and so are the clam diggers who harvest them. Susan Chisholm reports that a small Maine island has turned to private clam farming in an effort to bring both back.
Beals Island is a tiny, picturesque fishing village of about 600. At one time, clam diggers on this 5.5-mile-long island numbered more than 100, and clams were plentiful, too. A dedicated digger could get between 5 to 8 bushels each time the tide receded, exposing acres of ankle-grabbing muck. These days, a digger is lucky to bring home 2 bushels for a day's work. Randy Norton is one of a couple dozen diggers left.
So I've been a clam digger all my life, yeah. Started when I was about 5, 6. But my father raised 9 kids on the end of a clam boat. You ain't gonna do that now.
Clammers say they used to be able to earn at least $100 in a day. Now they bring in half as much money for twice the work. At 33, Norton has turned to lobster fishing to supplement his income. But clamming is in his blood. So Norton and several other area diggers have become clam farmers on a mud flat in Molly Cove.
You know, the idea is to enhance locally the flat so that people can make more money.
Brian Beal is a professor of marine ecology at the University of Maine Machias and the driving force behind the private clam farm. His own grandfather and father sold lobsters and clams by the side of the road.
And what we've essentially done is we've partitioned the flat into long, narrow sections. Each section's about 20 to 25 feet wide.
Each of the 8 clam farmers taking part in the project is assigned a section of Molly Cove, and each section is seeded with 12,000 hatchery-raised clams, then covered with raised nets to help keep out predators like the aggressive green crab. The clams have been growing since April. They'll be ready for harvest next August. On this day, Beal is showing diggers Randy Norton and Adam Merchant their progress.
The idea here is to just simply lift part of this corner of the net to take a sample. Well, good news.
You got 3 clams?
There is about 50 per square foot, given that these clams are all alive, which they are.
The tiny white clams are about 1 inch in size. Adam Merchant never figured he'd be raising them as a crop, and he resisted the idea of a private clam farm at first. Around here, diggers are typically issued a clamming license at town hall and given access to community-shared clam flats, some of which are seeded with hatchery-raised clams. Merchant worried that a private operation with limited entry would set up a system of segregated diggers and cause a revolution of sorts.
You got about 40 people that dig, and there was only going to be 12 who have a chance to do it. I didn't think it was right. So I voted against it. I was outvoted, so joined the bandwagon.
Let's go another 3 feet.
Merchant says he had little choice. Landings of the much-loved species are down 50% in Maine over the past 2 decades. Brian Beal says the cause is likely a combination of factors, including pollution, overfishing, changes in water temperature, and green crabs. Clam farmers Randy Norton and Adam Merchant still have to consider those factors. They don't expect to get rich from their operation. They also worry about unscrupulous clam diggers coming in to steal their bounty some foggy night when nobody's watching. Short of that, they say, farming clams may be the only way to continue their seaside occupation. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm.